Hinge's about to be given the go by Wilson Taylor. Went up, went Bay Shaluna, then Archdeacon, Bay of Kiel, Hatson Bayerish down the outside. Now the favourite goes for home below the 200 metres. Hinge pinched a break, out by two. Bayerish, Archdeacon, they look prominent for the miners, but first prize goes to Hinge, and in no uncertain manner, Hinged easily. Second over the line.
It was a beautiful way to bring up your first Saturday Metro win on the heavily backed favourite Hinged, who was given a beautiful ride and won as he liked. And for Kyle Wilson Taylor, it would have been a moment to remember. He joins me this morning. Congratulations, Kyle.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
So you've been slaying them up north in the Toowoomba region and other areas and midweek to get that Saturday City win. What was that feeling like?
It was a fantastic feeling. Obviously something I'd dreamt of for a long time since I was a young boy. So it was, very satisfying to finally kick that off the list. And, it was a great thrill.
You mentioned since you were a young boy, you've got a remarkable background. And I'm keen to have a good chat to you about it to let the listeners know, because a lot of people down here may not be aware that you're a Victorian originally from Melbourne before making the move up to Queensland, and you've had a harder life than most would growing up. So at what age did racing first come on your radar?
At about 12 years old. My grandfather, he owned horses, and he owned race horses. So, and I was always little, so he used to say, "Oh, I'd make a jockey out of you," and I used to tell him to nick off, and because I lived in right in Melbourne, so I'd never had any access to horses. And then I went on a school camp, and you either got picked to choose chosen to ride a horse through the bush or a mountain bike. And as fate has it, I got chosen to ride the horse, and as they say, the rest is history.
So amazing sliding doors moment. If you chose the mountain bike over the horse, who knows where you'd be right now?
Yeah, that's right.
And you mentioned growing up in Melbourne, and things didn't pan out the way you'd hoped. You went through some really tough times as well. Just explain that period where you were actually homeless for a while.
Yeah. Well, it was a pretty dark time in my life and my family's life. So it's something that happened. But we've moved on from that now, and things are going good. But I was obviously I was with Lee and Shannon Hope, who were tremendous to me down there, and the Victorian Apprentice Program didn't accept me 2 years in a row. And obviously it was a bit disheartening, and obviously I went through that troubling time, and it took a while to sort of bounce back from that, but moved away and moved to New South Wales and really made a fist of it, and we are where we are today.
Absolutely. What age were you, Kyle, when you were struggling to find a home?
It was more just couch surfing, really. Yep. With friends and stuff, and we'd been evicted from home, so I was about, I think I was 16, 17 at that time. And it was probably a good year and a bit that I was sort of doing that. And, it's made me who I am. It's made me that I've always been determined, but obviously that was something that has made me see, some sides of life can be like. And, and now I can see the other side, and I like this side more. And, that's why I'll continue to work hard and try and make every post a winner.
How frustrating was it that you didn't actually get into the Victorian Apprentice School? There's been a lot of talk about, do we take enough? Do we take too few apprentice jockeys at the Victorian Academy down here? What was that period like for you, 2 years in a row missing out?
Oh, it was quite ridiculous, to be honest, because I matched all their criteria. And down in Victoria, it's if you have a name. And that's how it is. It's simply that. That, if you've got a name behind you, they'll accept you. But no matter how big or small you are, but I fitted the bill. I'd actually been to the apprentice school, and I got on the mechanical horse there, and they liked exactly what they seen straight away, and they said, come back next year, and they didn't accept me. So, in my opinion, if you have a name, they'll accept you. But, so that happened twice, and it was disheartening, and obviously went through all that family stuff, and then I moved away, and New South Wales is much easier. They don't they don't just, you know, if you have a name, they don't just accept you. So they accepted me, obviously, in New South Wales, and, yeah, things have gone good since.
So you spent a bit of time up there in the Northern Rivers at New South Wales, and then how did you find yourself in Queensland?
Well, I was obviously Queensland's close to Coffs Harbour where I was, and so my manager, Glenn Courtney, he started sending me up when he thought the time was right to start riding provincial circuit, so Gold Coast on a Saturday. So I did that a few times, and then he said, "Oh, you're going to ride a horse for a bloke called Lindsay Hatch at Toowoomba after the Gold Coast." And I went, "Oh, okay, no worries." So then I went there, and I met Lindsay, and I rode for him, and then after that, he approached me and asked and he gave me the opportunity to come to Toowoomba.
And you've absolutely torn up the local region. You must be almost a little bit pinching yourself about how things have panned out, especially over the last 6 months or so.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, to say the least. I couldn't have imagined. I've always believed myself in it, and to be quite honest with you, Michael, I've always known that I was going to be a good jockey, and I always knew I was going to be good at whatever I decided to do, because I'm obsessive with everything I do, and sometimes it's a hindrance, but when it comes to this, it's all I know, it's all I've put everything into, and but like you say, I couldn't have predicted it, and I couldn't have imagined it, but I'm very, very thankful for that it has happened, and I'm getting great support from a lot of good trainers and owners. Fantastic.
It's a good trait to have for any sports person that wants to become elite, the obsessiveness. So when you talk about that from a riding perspective, what do you do? Is it your preparation? Is it your training? Is it your revision and trying to get better? How do you attack becoming the best jockey you can possibly be?
It's just trying to find things that make, make things work for me. When I was at Shannon Hopes, I used to stay at Shannon Hopes every weekend. He's like, he's like another father to me, and he's always there. And when I need him, and I, as a kid, so I started there, and he has a mechanical horse at the back, so, and he could walk out there and he could tell me, he'd say, do Blake Shin style, and I'd be able to do Blake Shin style to a T, or Craig Williams or Damien Oliver. So it was just obsessive. And then when I wasn't there, I'd ride my bed and the couch, and you know, my mum would used to go off her head at me because I'd be walking around with the whip, with a golf club actually that I'd ripped the end off, and I used to pretend that was a whip. And it's quite funny. Shannon used to be picking up the dog droppings, and I'd be walking around with an actual stick I'd ripped off a branch and hit myself in the leg. And and I think it's just that. I think it's just something. It's all I love. It's it means everything to me, and I just continue to try to get better. So I think that's where it's worked.
Who have you used then? If you can mimic all those great jockeys, their styles, who do you look up to as a great mentor?
At this stage, I know I'm a good jockey. I'm going well. I'm trying to make my own style so that there's kids out there that want to go, I want to be like Kyle Wilson Taylor. You know, I want to look like him because I used to do that, you know. But mentors, at the moment, I've got many. There's so many jockeys in the room that are always there to help. Andrew Mallion, he's one. He's very good. Noel Callow, he's another. You know, there's a lot of jockeys up here that always help me and try to tell me where I'm going wrong, and a lot of them are great because they tell me what I'm doing right. But a lot of people say maybe too many good things about the way I ride, so it's probably better that I get knocked on the head sometimes and told what I'm doing wrong. So.
Have you set yourself goals? What's your dream?
Well, my dream is to be the best I can be, and that's world class. I believe I will get there, but my goals for now is just to keep riding winners, keep getting support, keep improving, and hopefully the rest will fall in place.
Well, with the attitude that you got, Kyle, the skill and the determination, I've got no doubt you'll make it at 21 years of age. From, I suppose, the disappointments and the battles you've had to get through, it makes the man that you are today, and everything is looking up. Well done on the weekend.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.